Well, as we know, the COVID-19 crisis has seen the jobless rate surge, and now the Treasury Secretary, Dr. Stephen Kennedy, has doused hopes of a rapid economic recovery. He also provided a stark reality check this morning, warning that there's no doubt Australia is already in recession, but he thinks the worst-case scenario of a depression can be avoided. Peter Ryan is our senior business correspondent, and we spoke a short time ago. Peter, good afternoon. This is a sobering warning from the Treasury Secretary. So does it extinguish hopes that the economy will snap back?
Well, good afternoon, Tom. Stephen Kennedy has laid some pretty sombre cards on the table. He was speaking at a Senate committee hearing into the government's handling of the COVID-19 pandemic, and he said the official jobless rate for April of 6.2% wasn't the real picture, with 720,000 people on JobKeeper not being counted because they were working, quote, no hours, and 489,000 other people withdrawn from the labour force and just not counted in the survey. He says the real jobless rate in April was probably 9.6% and likely to get much higher over the next 2 months. Dr. Kennedy was also pressed on how quickly the economy can recover given those challenges amid talk of the V-shape or a quick bounce back. He says the reality has gone beyond the technical definition of a recession. That's two consecutive quarters of negative growth. But Dr. Kennedy was hopeful that this won't morph into a depression last seen in the 1930s, but he says it's very important to be honest about what will be a very slow recovery.
We've gone well past the word recession, and even if the economy fell by 10% in a quarter and happened to grow either side of it, I wouldn't be trumpeting, wow, we avoided recession. Now, depression, this is a very different shock. This sort of disease-led shock, the fact that you take economies and then you create this big hole in income. I'm not predicting a V-shaped recovery in any sense, but the way we enter this and the nature of this shock gives me some hope that if governments respond well, that we needn't have a what's called the L-shaped recovery, I suppose, depression-type economics.
Treasury Secretary Dr. Stephen Kennedy and Peter Ryan's with me. So, Peter, when will we get that next big piece of data that confirms the depth of this economic contraction?
Well, next week we'll be seeing data on capital expenditure, and that's whether businesses are buying plant and equipment, and that's the usual prelude to the big GDP reading for the March quarter. That's to be released on the 3rd of June, and that will be taking into account, of course, the bushfires and the early impact of the COVID-19 restrictions. And a few weeks ago, the Reserve Bank Governor, Dr. Philip Lowe, warned that contraction could be as much as 10%.
Peter Ryan.